Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Hopefully all doing well on this evening. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day, thanking you for the wake up. We just thank you, Jesus, for the day. Thank you for all that you have done, and we thank you. We just know, Jesus Christ, that you are with us. You said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you. We just thank you for it all. We thank you for strength. We thank you for caring for us. We thank you, Jesus, just to continue, Father, to touch our hearts. Continue to minister to us, Father. We thank you. And we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Those who don't know you, Jesus, just to know you, we thank you. We thank you for helping us. And we say thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Fix me, Jesus. Fix me.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. All right. Now, hopefully everybody's having a good evening on this Friday. Well, on tonight, this title of this message, it's entitled Teacher's Values. Being that we are coming down to the closing of school years for many, made me kind of think about teachers. And being around teachers quite a bit and watchers in their different roles made me think to do a podcast on teachers. Because when you talk to a teacher, you find out some things about them. And you find out that teachers have values. Just like we all have values, teachers have values too. Proverbs 16 and 21. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. You know, I put this in the category of coaching because I think teaching is a type of an art, and it's a type of a coaching too. When you're talking to the children, the adults, whoever you're talking to in reference to teaching, that you want them to get an understanding. You want them to understand what it is that you are trying to teach them. So with us, we, as believers, we have values too. And with the wisdom that we receive from our Lord and Savior, that this is the wisdom that we take forward to others to help them to see a need for the Lord. And so with that, we want people to know. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to witness to people to let them know Jesus, who he is, and what he's about. And so we want people to know. We want people to know who he is. We want people to come to him. And that is a wonderful piece of information in the value system. So this teacher's value being as part, we can call it in coaching, that the part of education that when I talk to teachers and get their insights about their professions, they want people to know some of the basic values of a teacher is truthfulness, freedom, responsibility, fairness, patience, communication, and clarification. And just like with us, we have values too as believers. So it reminds me of the greatest teacher. The greatest teacher that we know. And we have values in him as well. He communicates with us and lets us know to pray without ceasing. What better communication to have with the student than to have that type of communication that you will get to the teacher? The teacher will communicate with you. The teacher won't just leave you, but the teacher is with you. He giveth the clarification in the lesson plan. Yes, in every plan, there is a lesson. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. So him being the way, the truth, and the life, he giveth the clarification in the lesson plan. And what it is that he wants you to know. He has patience with us as students. Yes, he does. He has patience with us. He lets us know that he's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we see here that another value that the Lord has given to us, the values that we have in him, is that his promises, he doesn't, you know, slack up on his promises. And with teachers, that's a commitment that they have, is to give the promise of the giving of the education. And as some people count it slackness, but not with the Lord and the values that he has for us. But he's long-suffering to usward. He'll keep giving to us. He gives to us. He instructs us. And he wants us to get it. Not willing that any should perish. He wants us all to get it. And that all should come to repentance. You're sorry for what you do. He wants us to come. And he's so patient with us as the student. I will be back in a few.
Fix me.
Talking about the Anchor app. Anchor
fix me.
Wants you to try their podcast. They'll monetize you. Anchor gives great service. Come on and try them out. You won't know until you do. Anchor, being with them for 4 to 5 years, they want good quality. They want you to have that good quality in your listening ability of their podcasts. Give them a chance on today. Give it to Anchor. Let Anchor be the podcast that you go to. The Anchor app. Anchor.fm Anchor. Come on over to the Anchor app. They're waiting for you. Anchor. Anchor.fm, where the purple, pretty purple, and the little squiggly, squiggly line, that's the Anchor. Anchor. Come on over to the Anchor app on today. Anchor. Bye-bye. All right, I'm back. Finishing talking about the teacher's values and the values, as we know that their values also is teachers for Jesus Christ. The greatest teacher is fair. Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. But there is no difference being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, he wants us to have faith in him. He's fair. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust, you know. And wants us to have faith in him. And believe. Being justified freely in him, freely, by his grace, through that redemption in him, we're free. He's a fair teacher. Fair. And bless him, he makes us free. John 8:32. And ye know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, the value, even in freedom, we have that freedom in him. Wonderful. And 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Freedom again. Freedom once again. You see, these values in teachers is also values for us in Christ. Think about it on today. The values of the teacher, the greatest teacher. You'll communicate. He'll give you clarification. He has patience with you. He's fair. He gives you truth. And you're free. Those are wonderful values. So, on today, let us think about the values that we have from the great teacher. Because he is a great teacher. And he wants to continue to bless us and keep us and teach us every day of our lives. The great teacher is with us. And the values that we have of the great teacher are awesome values. Blessings to you this evening. Good night.